Now, another story about changes in food additives. Kraft is changing some, but not all, of its mac and cheese products. It's ditching the artificial dyes that give it that bright day glow orange color in versions of the product that are specifically marketed to kids. Kraft will also up the whole grains and cut sodium. NPR's Allison Aubrey joins me here in the studio. And Allison, we should explain, first of all, we're not talking about your standard issue Kraft mac and cheese, the
That's right. What we're talking about here are what Kraft calls its Shapes products. These are, think Nickelodeon Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle or SpongeBob SquarePants. These are the varieties marketed to kids.
Okay, and those are the ones where Kraft is going to remove the petroleum-based dyes, yellow number five and yellow number six. Why are they doing that?
Well, I think a big part of this story here is that they're responding to consumer demand. They say that they've heard from parents who want more varieties of macaroni and cheese with improved nutrition. Also, there's a petition out there signed by hundreds of thousands of people, including many parents, calling on the company to remove these dyes. The petitioners say that the dyes have been phased out in some countries in Europe, and they point to studies that suggest that dyes may make some children hyperactive. Now, the science is incomplete on this matter, and there are differing opinions among physicians, but many parents are convinced of it, and Kraft gets it.
So if they're taking out those dyes, are they replacing them with something else?
That's right. I brought in some props. What they're replacing these dyes with are some sort of plant-based natural spices. I've got turmeric here. This is the Indian spice, and in large enough doses, it's got anti-inflammatory effects. There's also paprika, which is made from red peppers. It has kind of a peppery taste. And the third coloring is called annatto, which is a cooking spice used in Latin American and Caribbean cooking. It's also been used to color foods for centuries. It's made from a tropical seed.
Sounds like all those things would change the taste of Kraft macaroni
and
cheese.
You would think. I spoke to a Kraft spokeswoman, and she assured me that these new mac and cheese products will have the same taste that consumers, as she said, expect and love. So my guess is that the doses will be small enough of these spices that you won't taste them.
That same taste you know and love, otherwise known as completely bland, right?
Bland, right, okay. Right. Could be.
But we did want to talk about this, too, which is the question of why food makers dye food orange in the first place.
It's curious, right? Well, there's actually a really interesting story here. It turns out that once upon a time, a lot of cheese did have a yellowish, orangey hue to it. And that's because the cheese was made from milk produced by cows who grazed on grasses rich in beta carotene. So this orange hue transferred to their milk. So in England in the 17th century, the orange color was considered a mark of quality. But what happened is that the cheesemakers learned that they could make twice as much money if they skimmed the cream from the top to make butter, but in doing so, all the orange pigment went with it. Uh-huh. So they were left with just the skim white milk to make the cheese. So what did they do? They started faking it. They'd add back in the red or the orange using saffron or annatto to make it look like the full fat cheese. So really, it was a bit of fraud that started the tradition of coloring cheese orange. I talked to cheese expert Paul Kinstedt. He's a professor at the University of Vermont.
The English cheesemakers indeed were trying to trick people initially in order to mask this white color.
And people got used to it. Here in the States, many cheesemakers continued the tradition in part as a way to guarantee uniformity in the color of the cheese. But Kinstedt says not in New England.
Here in New England, there's really a disdain for brightly colored cheese. We don't like the color here.
So to this day, it's why you still see a lot of naturally white cheddar from Vermont.
Okay, Allison, thanks so much.
Thank you, Melissa.
That's NPR's Allison Aubrey explaining some upcoming changes to some, but not all, Kraft mac and cheese products.